Blog Talk Radio.
Man, most definitely we is in here, we is in here.
Yes, you are in here.
Man, am I tripping or did you say you seen something?
Yeah.
You seen a little something?
Yeah, my grandma.
You seen a little something like stir?
I'm gonna pee on myself right now.
Was the food better than his presentation?
No, I don't think say that. No, because he did a really good job. He had the girls, you know, all smiling and, you know.
Because that was the first thing you said. You was like, the food was good.
You know me, I love food. But no, I mean, the girls was all giddy. So I guess he did what he needed to do.
That's good. That's good. That's a beautiful thing.
We mentioned all those behind the scenes things.
Behind the scenes, yeah. Leader behind the scenes, sort of
yeah,
behind.
But he did good.
That's good. That's good, man. Yeah.
Although he gave me a book, I ain't purchased one.
Man, that's good.
I support the brother.
I heard that, man. This is good toilet paper. Mario, if you're listening, man, I'm just joking. It's just joking.
Yeah,
it's just joking.
Okay. But it was really nice. I mean, everybody needs to go get that book. It was nice.
Yeah. So have you started reading the book?
No.
You have not started reading the book?
I plan on. I have been having a busy day ever since then. I was busy all the way up until here and busy when I got, you see, I ain't finished with this yet. I got my Shaka Khan going on right now. So I'll probably start tomorrow.
Hold on, let me turn the camera on.
No, don't do that.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Don't do that. I went all over the place. Big hair and all. I was like, yeah, yeah, Shaka Khan is my mama. You know, so, no. I've been running off trying to make some moves. You know, getting information on things we want to do.
Right, right.
And it's good so far.
That's good. That's real good.
Yeah. Other than that, what's your Valentine look like?
Working. I have to work on Valentine's, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Busy. I'm a busy guy, so it's like.
Yeah, I plan on getting there.
Yeah.
I plan on getting there with you, so I don't have to worry about not having a date. So.
That's a good way to get out of it. Oh, no, I got to work.
I got to work.
I got to work. It's better than saying you got to edit.
No, but we you know, I'm a big person for holidays. You know, mm-hmm. I got my little red and black thrown. It's going to be on the cracking.
Man, holiday cake?
No.
No, you ain't got no Valentine's cake?
I'm making a bunch of them tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Heart shaped, with black and white strawberries on them. Some of them have chocolate cherries on them.
You said heart shaped. The first thing that came to my mind was red velvet cake.
It is.
Heart shaped red velvet cake.
Heart shaped red velvet cake with chocolate strawberries on top.
Shut your mouth and keep on talking.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
So if you listen, bring the money. They'll be there.
Turn down the lights and turn up the oven. Man.
I mean, I do do that. I make it special for me and whoever at my house. So.
You and whoever. What about the other people that want to indulge?
Ain't nobody let me know they want to indulge.
Man, you owe me a pie anyway.
I was going to bring you that pie. I'm going to bring you that pie. But, you know, every time I plan on making the pie, I got something to do all during the day, and by the time I get ready to start, I'll be late getting here.
Right, right, right.
But you get it. You get it.
Yeah. Eventually.
I've been trying to diet a little bit, so I haven't been trying to do too much cooking, but it's not working.
Dieting or?
It's not, because I'm how you say, emotional eating. So I'm eating all day long. So it's emotional eating. So now I got to go back and hit the gym. That's only what I see myself doing.
What was that?
The gym. I hit the gym every day.
Yeah. Somebody asked me yesterday. They was like, you go to the gym? I don't know.
Yeah, I do. You know, once you start going, it gets to be a habit.
Yeah.
So I have to go in and get my workout on, relax a little bit, talk to the people, start working out again. I'll be up there 3 hours.
Is it a good place to meet people?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, very, very good. But I don't pay no mind to them.
Yeah.
You know, they got perverts in there, too.
Yeah, the people that sweat together get together.
Yeah, but they, you know how they have all the mirrors in the gym.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my thing, and I'm all of a sudden looking in the mirror, noticing this guy taking pictures of my butt.
What?
I want to back kick. I said, you don't get from behind me.
Taking pictures of your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Your butt like that?
No, I didn't like that.
I was gonna say, hold on, I got my camera. Hold on.
All right, don't get the mad. You get this fool, cause see, yeah. I've been caught him over here on them weights and choking, but. You know.
He's a mama file.
I'll be taking pictures. Well, basically, I'm the only one standing over here. So what you taking pictures of? You know. So, Yeah, then you get some good ones. You get the bad ones. You get the trainers talking about all the trainers. So you can go with that trainer. And, you know, I'll listen to that crowd.
Yeah, man, them trainers are something else.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're going to beat each other out. I'm like, I got a trainer. I don't need another one. I'm good.
See, don't he will give you something I can't give
you? Yeah, then they be trying to downrate him, and, you know, so he'll go to them. I'm like, no, I'm with this trainer, and I'm cool. So,
yeah,
boy. It's like, you know how you go in a barbershop and everybody doing that new gossiping?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the gym is like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd come here to gossip. I come here to get my workout and I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I ain't got time to be messing with y'all.
I used to be a personal trainer.
Yeah, they will. Well, did you do that?
Yeah. I sure did.
So
I told
you put down on the other one so you can get your feet.
Hey, he on drugs. That's why he look like that. He on the drugs now. He taking all them drugs. That's why he look like that.
Some steroids.
You want to get some real fitness? Come on with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do stuff like that. I'm like, but I'll be looking at them. I'm like, I'm not trying to get built like a man. You know, they be having girls looking like men.
Yeah.
I'm like, that ain't sexy to me.
Right.
I don't want that. I don't want all this. You know, I'm just trying to tighten it up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's it.
See, I wasn't that type of person. I was the type that if you wanted to be buff, you came to me.
Yeah.
If you
I explained to them, I just want to tighten things up. I don't want nothing jiggling.
Right,
but
right.
Somehow parts of me don't get the message about the jiggle part. So, you know, I just try to tighten everything up so be through with it. But other than that, yeah, I think I'll be single. I was talking to my girlfriend. I said, I'll probably be single for a long time. Long time.
Damn, what you said a couple of months ago.
Yeah, but you know me. When we were doing the show back in the day, I had been single for 6 years.
Right.
And I mean not even date.
Uh-huh.
I decided to give in, and giving in put a bitter taste in my mouth. So now I'm back to the point where if I do, I do, I don't, I don't. It don't matter no more.
Yeah.
You know, I can't deal with the headaches. There is not enough aspirin or Tylenol for me to be dealing with your headaches. You know, and men do that. They want you to deal with all their drama, all their hang-ups, all their baggage,
mm-hmm.
and don't want to deal with nothing of yours.
Yeah. Selfishness. You know?
I mean, I try to be even and equal, and I don't even ask a man for much. Just give me my me time.
Right.
And sometimes that's too much.
But do you give him his he time?
I give him all the time he wants, whenever he wants it.
Mm.
But when I ask for my me time, it's like a problem or you got an issue or you got something to do. I don't want to just see you when you come lay your head down and go to sleep. That's not spending time with me. You know, that's not for the time. And most men, if they're in their own little world, they think about them coming home every night. That's spending time with you. No, it's not, because you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of time are we spending?
That's true.
So I just give up.
That's true. But, I mean, if he out there still doing his dirt, then, you know.
Well, no, I ain't going to say he's doing his dirt. It's just he has his things he do, and I don't bother him with it. You know, but when it's time for me to say, hey, babe, let's go do this, I don't want to hear no. I don't want to hear no excuses that you got to do this. No, because I sit back and I let you have your time. All I want is mine. And it's not often.
Mm-hmm.
So, gone, my brother, gone. Gone, and you've been there.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
So I ain't got time. I mean, you know, I could be one of them girls. I could still say, oh, yeah, I'm your girl. I'll go out there and play on you and
mm-hmm.
do whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not that type of girl. You know, if I feel like I said before, if I'm going to play on you, I'm going to get you out of my house first. There won't be no plans so I can do what I want to do. Because I'm not going to play on no man. I'm going to let you go do your thing and I'm going to do mine. And
right.
And do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go that low like men do. Play on the woman while they're still in up in their bed. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. So, when you approach a man, what makes you know that this man is somebody that I would like to date?
I don't want to approach a man.
Okay, well, then a man approaches you.
And when the man approaches you right off the bat, you don't know if that's somebody you want to date. Like I said, it goes down to that little $200 date. It's all about getting to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could say if we sit down and talk for the first 2-3 hours, I can tell you whether I want to date you or not.
Right.
You know, but not just meeting him and say, okay, yeah, I might want to date him. He might be the finest thing in the world, got a good job, living good and everything, but his attitude may stink.
Right.
So, like I say, conversation lets you know whether you want to date that person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I always say I have a pet peeve about taking me to places that's loud or you can't talk
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. If I'm going to date you the first couple of times, we got to go somewhere where we can hear each other.
Right.
And sit down and talk. That way I get to know you and know maybe after that third date whether I want to date you again.
No concert?
No concert. Not right off the first, second date.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot talk. So that's me not knowing if I want to talk to this man. We had a contact, yeah, we jamming or whatever, but then the next day, if we keep going somewhere, I'm never going to get to know you.
Right.
I want to get to know you so I know whether or not I'm going to go to that next concert with you.
But you just spend a lot of time with somebody and still don't know
him. And I'm a witness to that. I'm a witness to that.
Who are you?
That's what I put on my Facebook the other day, that 30, 60, 90 days don't matter. Because you can wait all them days and finally do the dude and figure out that's not the person you want to be with. Or you can do it the first night you meet them. Find out that ain't the one you want to be with. So it doesn't matter how long you wait.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
I've been with a man almost, 9 years. So I finally figured out, nope, this ain't what I want.
Hmm. 9 years?
After going through a lot of crap with him. I was one of them girls figuring, okay, maybe he gonna change.
Oh, yeah.
I figured maybe if I work with him and let him know how things supposed to go, he gonna finally realize that he loved me enough to do right.
Right.
Finally one day, he did something and that was all she wrote. I was like, go, get out.
Wow.
And he looked back and that was like 8-9 years ago.
Yeah, people don't change.
I see that.
People don't change.
I see that. But you know, I figured if you love a woman enough and you know the things that you're doing is not right, then you probably would change. I mean, especially if you know what you're doing is not right. You know what I'm saying? I don't expect a man to change if things he's doing is all right. But if you know they're all wrong for the relationship and you know they're wrong, make a change. If you care about that person.
Well, I mean, it goes both ways, women and men. They don't change. The way they are is the way they are.
Man, I change.
Unless,
I said,
unless situations change people.
Like what?
If you get sick and you can no longer eat salt, you have to change your diet.
I don't have to change mine.
Hey, you got to alter it.
Well, yeah, I'll alter it, but if you love a person, you don't mind altering things
that's
to keep them healthy.
That's a change.
Okay, well, if I can make that change, the man should be able to make that change.
But see, there's no situation there. If there's a situation, if, like say, for instance, you say, okay, if you don't change your ways, we done. Now he's forced to either change or
most of the time, we done.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been all of mine. We done. You know, I make that ultimatum. We done.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I don't do ultimatums anyway.
I don't do, with per se, ultimatums. I try to make them know that, look, what you're doing is not right. It's not fair to me.
Right.
And if they love me enough, they'll do what they believe is fair. Like I said, fair and right and wrong is different things. If you are right with them, what you're doing in that relationship, you take care of home, you come home, do what you got to do, there's no reason why I should ask you to change.
Right.
But if you're not doing something that's not right and you know it's not right,
mm-hmm.
you care enough, you're going to change.
Right.
But if you don't, then we got to go our separate way.
That's true.
Some dumb you'll out there step your way.
Yeah.
You know, or you'll be lonely the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, so you can only do so much in a relationship. I had, back in the days when I was married, you know, I called myself, we're going to go to a marriage counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, I put this on everything. The marriage counselor talked to me, asked me things I needed to do, what I want out of the relationship. Then she made me go out the room, pulled him in the room.
Mm-hmm.
She talked to him for a little while, then I came back in the room. She told me, she said, you know what? I could sit here and make a lot of money off of you, but I won't. I'm going to tell you this right now. Leave him. I don't know what
wow.
he told her or what she saw in him in that room. She said, leave him.
He must try to get at her or something.
I don't know what it was.
You kind of keep asking.
She said, no, I'm not going to make no money off of you. You need to leave him.
Wow.
And I could not believe it.
Wow.
And I'm like to myself, what did he say to her? Or what did she, you know, get out of this? But, yeah, she told me, I'm not going to take your money.
He tried to get at her. I got a feeling he tried to get at her.
Ain't no, this is the dirtiest dog I've ever known in my life. Ain't no telling.
He said when you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas.
Never got no fleas. I guess I got rid of them before I got the fleas. You know, so. I ain't waking up dirty. Ever.
Yeah, I heard that, come man.
On. You got to go. I'm just starting to get back bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you give a man your all. And I'm meaning not money or anything like that, but your
right.
heart.
Uh-huh.
And they just want to stomp on it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I went to a marriage counselor with my ex-wife. And in that meeting, they did the same thing. We were at a church. It was a guy. And so this was a church of her choosing,
mm-hmm.
a man of her choosing and everything. And he pulled her out, talked to me. Then he had me leave and talk to her. Then he had us together, and he said, He looked at her and said, you need to work on yourself. He said, you got a good man right here. You need to work on yourself. He said, your ego is way up here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we left there, and I'm like, yeah, so what's up? You know, how we gonna do it? He gave us some assignments to do.
Mm-hmm.
How we gonna do this? When we gonna start? She said, I'm not doing nothing, and I don't listen to that man, and yada, yada, yada. And I'm sitting there like, man, he told you something you didn't want to hear.
No, yeah, and the reason you go to counseling is to let that person hear each side and,
mm-hmm.
you know, tell you what needs to be done and adjusted or whatever. And if you don't
right.
want to, what can you do?
Exactly.
So when she told me that, but with him a month later.
Yeah, because, I mean, the person that she wanted wasn't me.
Yeah.
And she was trying to make me into something that I wasn't.
Right.
And I'm not going to even try to be.
And if it does mean, yeah. Like I said, I submit to a man. And that means, when I say submit, making that man be the man wholeheartedly and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Even when that man doing wrong, I still try to be that woman about myself.
When he wrong?
When he wrong, I don't try to, you know, I'm not going to stab him up or anything like that. But, you know, I try to still maintain being that woman. And this, you got to go. I don't want to hoop and holler with you. All this, and then, you know, most of them, they figure, like what I was dealing with, he doesn't ever want to talk about nothing. Something go wrong, he don't want to talk about it. He won't answer his phone, he won't text you back, but then he'll call you like it ain't nothing happened. And if you know, you accept that, then you go on about your merry way. But to me, that's not solving nothing. We didn't talk about the issue.
So when something goes on with you and him?
Yes. He don't call, don't take text, nothing.
Hmm.
You know, but the minute he gets lonely and decides he want to call me, I'm like, oh, hey, baby, and I gained nothing. But we still haven't resolved the issue that got us to where we were. So to me, I feel like nothing, we're never going to prosper because you're not, you know, taking my issues into account.
You're cutting off the lines of communication.
Right. So. And if you can't communicate, there, I don't get care what nobody say. If you cannot communicate in a relationship, there is no relationship.
Exactly.
So you're not trying to communicate to see where I'm coming from or how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I can listen to your drama all day about what you put on at your job and what your boys and did, but you can't listen to what I need.
Right.
So, I, you know, that's not a relationship.
That's crazy. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know. I have really given up. You know, I used to hold out. Maybe there's hope. I don't gave up. I'm like, I
can't give up.
Yeah, I gave up. I have. I figured if it come my way, it come my way. Remember my girlfriend was talking about that today. It was like, we just going to all be together and going to go out, you know, have some fun. I said, you know, ain't going to be all men hooked up with their women will be going.
How you know?
They're not.
They got the 80 and over.
Ooh, why you talking about 80 and over?
They got the 80 and over.
Bar hopping this past weekend.
Bars?
Bars. And everywhere we went, there would be, they were older people.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but I don't want to have to roll them behind in here with their oxygen tank and in a wheelchair. So we started laughing, like, dang, what's two clubs? And every last one of them had older men in it. But the good side to that, it was like four of us. This one older guy, he brought all of us drinks, mm-hmm. bought us platters of food.
Platter
he
of
just
food.
Really wanted conversation. Everybody danced with everybody. You know, it was a really nice time after all.
What club was this?
This was
the Bottom Line?
No, Crenshaw Live.
Oh, okay.
It was happening up in there.
They had food in there?
And, yeah, in fact, I enjoyed it.
Where they had food in?
We ordered platters. They had everything on it, too.
Oh, platters from next door?
With everything.
From next door?
I don't know where they got it from.
Oh, probably next
fish,
door.
Fish, fried mushrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, it's off the chain.
That came from next door.
Yeah, so we turned out to have a really good time up in there, though.
Mm.
You know, we laughed. I ran into a lot of people that I hadn't seen in years.
Man.
So it was okay. So we figured out what we're going to do from now on. Every weekend we go and sit out, do the girl thing. You know, Sunday we all going out to eat lunch or whatever. Just hang out, you know.
Hey, can I go?
Yeah, you can go. We know we're going down to the pier if it's sunny and nice outside.
Oh, no, I'm cool on the pier.
We don't know what restaurant we're going to. We just go play it by ear.
I can't swim.
I'm too close to the
water.
That's why I can't get me a ride.
They be hollering Riptide. I'm like, what?
No, we're going to just play by ear. We're going to go out that way, whatever restaurant we decide.
You know, I got a phobia of the beach from the last time I went, and I don't know what came over me, but I figured, okay, I'll get in the water. And I was out in the water, and the waves was coming, and I'm jumping over the waves, and I'm out there with a buddy of mine. He's 6'4", and I'm not. Okay, so we out there, we way too far, and I'm jumping in the waves, it's hitting me in the face. And I'm like, hey, just hit me in the mouth, and I'm looking at him, and his chest is still. I'm like, no, this ain't for me. And I can feel I'm on my tippy toes, and I'm like going out here, and I can't stop myself. I'm like, nah, I got to go back to the shore. I got to go back to the shore. So I went back to the shore, and I'm walking, you know, and my pants is heavy and everything. I'm trying to walk, and I turn around, I look at him, and he's looking down, and there's no water at his feet, none. It's like the water just disappeared. And I'm like, I look up, I'm like, look out. You know, big old wave coming down, man, and it slammed on him. His feet flew, and his shoes went flying, and he lost his wedding ring.
No, but I like the beach. I like walking along the water. I like all of that. I mean, I'm not going to get way out there in there, but I like the beach.
I mean, that can be romantic, but, you know, for a brother with, you know, limping on one leg and dragging the other one, I don't know how that goes.
Yeah, I just go to the beach day or night. So I was going to have bonfires out there, and it was nice.
Yeah.
I love the beach. Most of the guys I find don't like my son. He wears socks.
In flip-flops, yeah.
Why you got socks on
every day? Man, they used to talk about us at Venice.
In the
right?
Grandfather. I'm like, look at these fools.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the people come over there and look at you, they from California.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm like, no, but I mean, I
got to
get halfway naked when
I go to the beach. Did
you say
halfway naked?
I try to.
Hold on, I got a visual.
I said, old as I am, honey, give me the booty shorts and everything. I'm out of the water. I'm just...
The booty shorts with the booty that the man was taking a picture of.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I just love the water and the beach. Mm. And when I'm there, I like to look like they do. So.
Okay.
Well, not right now, though.
As I go to your Facebook page, I see no booty shorts and no beach.
I'm on my page. I don't know if it's on that page. I'm on my page in a bikini.
Wow.
One of
really?
My pictures on there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must have been a good day for you.
No, I'm at home. Man, by my jacuzzi.
You was at home by the jacuzzi.
I wasn't at the beach.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I was at my own house in my backyard.
In the backyard.
Yeah. So, it's on there. But yeah. No.
Am I your neighbor?
No, I had neighbors, though.
You had neighbors. They were looking over the video like,
No, my face was hot. I made sure they couldn't see my face. What you looking at? No.
I can still see. I can see through it.
No, but
you look hard enough, you can see through the game.
Yeah, but I just, all the things I used to do, I don't do no more, and I want to start back doing them.
Right.
I can do them by myself, and like all my girlfriends say, hey, we don't need no men to do this. We can all be together and go do what we want to do.
Yeah.
So basically, that's what we've been doing. We done planned all kind of trips. If a man happen to come about one of them trips, and we done already planned, you can't go. I'll see you when I get back.
Right.
So, we planned everything. Super Bowl, cruise next year.
Next year?
And we plan this stuff way ahead of time. So
you said next year?
Next year.
Next year.
January
next year.
Super Bowl, we're going on a cruise.
DJ Dice on the turntables?
I don't know who's going to be on the turntable.
I'm DJ Dice. I'm going to be on the turntable.
I don't know what ship we're going to be on yet. We got somebody planning it, though, but we done planned a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so we go to all the jazz festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I looked all on Facebook and I seen all my friends, all people I went to school with, a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, they all on a cruise. I ain't never been on a Super Bowl cruise.
I've never been on a cruise, period.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to be scared, but I said, if I can fly, I can get on the
cruise. Yeah, you supposed to go with us last time. You backed out
the last
time.
I didn't back out.
I did.
Yeah, you did. I didn't back out. I wasn't going by myself. You backed out.
I mean, everybody else went.
Yeah, but I wasn't going. I didn't know nobody on there at that time. Nobody but Hope.
Yeah, I don't even think she went.
I don't think Hope went either.
Yeah, I don't think she went.
I lost $100 on that trip.
Did you? I lost. I ain't even going to tell you.
Okay. Well, I had put my money up.
I had put all my money. My stuff was all paid for.
Mm-hmm. I was
halfway there.
I lost all of that.
Yeah, mine was all paid for. I lost everything. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, well, I'm talking about that.
Yeah. I'm going to find me a singles cruise. Everything I do, I'm going to find where the singles at.
Single men.
Mm-hmm.
Single dollars?
Single men.
Single men. It's single men on all those cruises. At least they say they're single.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes. They say they're single.
Yeah, but, I mean, they
every man, I mean, you know, they're always married and don't want to tell you they're married, but you know how to find out a man is married.
But the people that work on the boat, they be singing Luther. Only for one night.
Yeah,
and
I mean, not one night. If you can stay in there, you come back with something you don't know how to cure.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly.
I heard about those boat workers.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I heard about them islanders when you get over there, too.
I know women that just take the cruise just to get with them. Be like, calling them up, hey, you on this cruise? Okay, I'll be there.
You know, my friend said, you ain't got to see them no more. I'm like, how you going to work at this cruise again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, girl, get your boogie on. You ain't got to see them no more.
Yeah.
I'm not going down like that.
Mm-hmm. I was on a... Yeah.
No, I can't.
But look, I was on a cruise one time, and a lady and her friend, they chose to show their breasts to these guys for no apparent reason. That was a way to get for them to catch, I guess. But I was sitting there and I was talking to them and everything. And I was like, ooh, girl, he's fine. Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? You're not getting me without showing your breasts?
I'm sitting there like, are y'all drunk? But the funny part about it is I saw the person years later in a different type of setting. And when I told her, I said, you look real familiar. I said, you been on a cruise before? And she was like, ooh, don't tell my business. She recognized who I was. And we sitting there with councilmen and everything else.
Because you do things, you don't know who you actually
are. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You carry yourself at all times the way you should around
exactly.
anybody.
Yeah.
And I guess it was the liquor.
Yeah.
You don't care how drunk I am. You ain't going to give me the raise or pull nothing down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
I don't know about me. I'll pull something down.
Me will.
I'll pull it down, pull it up.
Me will. So.
Man, I'll show my breasts.
No, I can't do that. I mean, we go to Mardi Gras and stuff. I'm not raising my blouse up for nothing.
Man, I'm going to get me some beads.
No, I'm going to get the beads, but I ain't going to raise my blouse to get them.
I'm going
to
raise my blouse to get them.
I got to draw for the beads. You don't even got that in Vegas at the Rio.
Uh-huh.
They got the Mardi Gras go around up in there every so often, every hour or so, and they show you beads and stuff. And
really? You ain't got to show nothing?
No.
What?
No. I ain't got nothing. I'm a part of the itty bitty committee.
Where's the fun in that?
I don't know. So they don't want to see mine.
They don't want to see mine either. Mm-hmm. For a different reason.
They don't want to see mine, so. No, but it just. Like I said, you know, sometimes you want to get loose, but I'm not going to get that loose. I went to Lake Havasu. You know, you've heard they said takeover.
Oh, okay.
And we was at the hotel. These bras running around. They're giving a party by the pool.
Uh-huh.
These bras running around, soft naked.
What?
Soft naked.
Come on, takeover?
I couldn't believe that. I was like, running in a jacuzzi. I'm like, I wouldn't get in there. You know, they was in the school, just the men getting out, running around the pool, jumping in the pool naked. I'm like, oh, they really on something.
Well, sure, I'm something.
I don't know, but they were doing it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, look.
That's a serious.
Get in that jacuzzi again.
That's a serious $200 first date.
I don't understand how people take their clothes. I went to, I'm not going to take the name up, but I went to a massage parlor. Me and my girlfriend was ready to go sit in the jacuzzi for a while before we had a massage.
Mm-hmm.
Mama walked up in there and got in there naked. I was like, I'm not going to do that one. You get in the jacuzzi at a massage parlor naked. I don't care, but it's all women.
She was naked?
She got in naked. We looked, I was like, well, you know, that's all. I'm going to go ahead and do some massage and get on out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take some massage classes.
Hey, they got fools giving massages. They never had a license.
Really?
Yeah, they got no
food out
to do it.
Oh, man, I need to do that then.
Mm-hmm. They ain't got lots of service to say their massage there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know this one sent them a naked.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
I be skeptical when I go get a massage. I should give me a woman. Because if she get out of line, I can beat her up.
Yeah, but what if she massages and she start grunting?
No. Well, I told my sister one time, we had massages, and the one that came and got her, she was gay. You tell she was gay. She was every bit of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at my sister and was like, good luck. But she was a sweet sweet person though, but she was really built. I mean, better than some men.
Right, right.
When they called my sister, now I was like, ooh, I'm sorry I got her.
Ooh, girl, I'm gonna give you that deep tissue.
Yeah. I'm
gonna get all in your crevices.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the tank top. You know.
You ain't had no stress when I'm finished. Watch.
No, but I'm gonna start pampering me.
Mm. I heard that. That's good, man.
Teach
yourself.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
And I do that anyway. Like now, when I take a bath, I get out, put my little smell good on, whatever, put my little nice lighty on. I do it for me.
Right.
I don't have to have, you know, I want to smell me at night.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to be no man in my bed, you know.
Yeah, I smell me at night too. Mm-hmm. I don't like what I smell though.
Oh Lord. You crazy. No,
is that me? Oh, my God.
And when I tell my daughters, you ain't got to smell good just when a man is around. You put it on for yourself.
There it is.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter right now. She goes, every time she in bathroom, right, she's spending $100.
$100?
$100.
Tell her I got some smell good.
I'm like, girl, are you serious? Mama, I love my bath and body.
I got some lotions and potions and oils. Oh. Tell her to call me.
But I taught them, you smell good for you. Look good for you. It ain't got to be about no man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... I'm good.
You good?
Somebody come along before they pull a little dirt on me.
Put a little dirt on you?
Yeah, somebody come along before they pull the dirt on me.
Man, mm-hmm. I ain't never heard nobody say that before.
Honestly, I'm hoping that this man that I have deeply came to care for, I hope he just comes to his senses.
You care for him?
You know, that's odd.
Wow.
For me to be into somebody like that.
Yeah.
That's really odd. But he just not knowing what he got.
He don't know, or he just, the timing ain't right.
No, he know what he has. He's just stuck in his ways.
Stuck in his ways.
Mm-hmm. And I'm to a point where I'm letting go. Because I feel that there's no use in trying anymore.
So he need what? He need a car accident? What do he need?
I don't know. He need God.
He need God.
Well, she said he has God. But obviously, you ain't been paying attention to what he been trying to tell you.
He got God?
Mm-hmm.
No, God is in jail.
Really?
Yeah, that's where everybody goes to find God.
Everybody told me they want to go see him and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put some money on his books and get some blessings through.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You would think he is in jail the way these people acting around here.
You always go to jail and they say, oh, I found God.
Oh, yeah, that's what most of them find it.
So that's where you been all the time?
No, but he's a very religious person. And
mm-hmm.
that's why I can't understand why you don't understand right from wrong as far as relationships go. You know, so any man that's in God and believes in him wholeheartedly should also, well, he knows the Bible because he can spit scriptures to you like it ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't following the Bible.
You do Kirk Franklin? Well, I said that, huh?
You do it all? You find most of them don't follow.
Kirk, I was just joking.
No, you wasn't. You find most of them don't follow, though. But I'm just saying, you know, a God-fearing man should know how to treat a person.
Right.
You know, so I'm just, I ain't going to say confused, because I know what I'm going to do.
Why would you trip on God's property?
I don't know. I don't know. Trespassing and stuff. You know?
Treat God's property right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm God's temple. So, you know, treat me good. But I have all but given up. Really. It's to a point now, if you can call and say you want to do something, but no. I can't go back into getting along and then next week we're not.
Right.
I can't be up and down like that. I'm trying to run businesses. I'm trying to mm-hmm. do things. So I can't do that.
Yeah, who needs a headache?
I don't need it. Like saying, enough time out in the world for all this.
Yeah.
Me don't want you to do what they want you to do and let them do what they want to do. You know, most men, if they could get a harem, they would.
You said men want you to do
what they want,
what
you,
they
to
want
do
you to do
and want to do what they want to do.
And they
want to
do what they want to do.
Right. In other words, they want to be
doing
your man when they with you, and single when they don't see you.
Single when they don't see you.
Mm-hmm. When they with you, they, you know, you they boo.
You my boo.
When they in the street,
you boo boo.
Yeah, and you ain't nothing to them. I ain't had a woman. What?
You went from booty to
all
booty.
That? No. I know him.
Booty
to booty. You on here for my boo. Me on the streets is a different side of this. It's different. You know, and I refrain from this because I have a temper.
Right.
And I don't want to shoot nobody or stab them up. Or nothing like that, so...
You're so violent.
I'm not violent.
Where's the love?
I just believe it. The love makes you do that. The love makes you do that. But I am. I'm a person that I feel like if you catch me wrong, something going down. Because I will, I'm going to get you first, and I'm going to ask questions later. And see, that's the attitude I have, especially when I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, you know, be straight with me. If you don't want this and you want to do that, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So let me walk up on you doing me wrong. Because ain't no time how my mind don't click.
Mm.
Ain't no telling, but you can ask to see them how I clicked before. Still got scars on them to this day.
Wow.
Don't let me walk up on you doing me wrong. Ain't no telling. I might walk away. I might say, oh, no, this ain't going down like that.
Right, right.
You know, so I don't know where my attitude might go. So I just ask you to be cool. If you want to go out there and date, we can be friends.
So if you starting to date a man, and you see that man out with a woman.
No, not if I'm starting the day. If we're supposed to be wholeheartedly boyfriend, girlfriend, practically engaged, whatever, then we got a problem.
Nah, y'all dating. Y'all just dating.
If we exclusive, yes.
And you see him out with
a
woman.
A
he got a problem. Well, if you have a problem, you find out that that's his sister.
He better shout it out fast.
No, this is my sister. This is my sister right here.
But then again, you're going to notice.
Look at our faces.
You're going to know the difference because you're going to see them all caught up and, you know, stuff like that. So I've had men tell me, oh, this is my cousin. Really?
Yeah.
Don't you tell them it's like you're kissing their mom like that?
Mm-hmm.
You're kissing cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It just, it'd behoove anybody not to be dishonest.
But they could be cousins. Like, they could be sisters and brothers. Look at the Wayans.
You don't have to be together. Just tell me. No, I want you, baby. I want you.
You know, the Wayans kiss each other in the mouth. The boys, the girls, everybody.
Well, hey, that's sister and brotherly love. There's a way you do that, though. Like, seriously. I have girlfriends, and I kiss on the mouth, but it's a way that you do that when you're saying bye. I kiss my daddy on the lips when I'm saying bye. So it's a way that you do that.
Mm-hmm. I can't see myself doing that. I'm not kissing my sister. I'm not kissing my brother. I ain't kissing nobody.
No, but it don't mean. I mean, it's different. It's a different way you do that. It has nothing to do with
kiss on the cheek
or anything like that. It's just
kiss in the mouth. I ain't never seen you kiss no girl in the mouth.
I have kissed all my girlfriends
in the
mouth.
Come here, girl. Mm-hmm.
No, because I hate you. See you later. That's what I mean.
Man.
No, there's nothing to that because I'm nowhere near on the other side. Nowhere near. Okay, so.
Man, I didn't think somebody, man. I was on the show one day, and after the girl got ready to leave, she was like, oh, girl, thank you for having me. And she's just like, they just start kissing. And I'm like.
But how they kiss? It's like a little tap. That's different.
Well, it was a tap. And it was like, oh, okay, girl.
No,
you better go.
That was different.
And I was sitting there, I'm like.
That was different.
I was like, oh, they're kissing, huh?
That was different.
And then when I was like, because when we got ready to leave, I was like, hey, such and such, hey, she gets you in the mouth. We should talk about this.
There's a difference.
She said, hey, but look, she said, I think she tried to slip me the tongue, too. I was like, oh.
No, that's different.
Man.
That's different. No, I'm not going there.
You're another kind of intern.
Not going there, no. But it's just, you don't know when a man is slipping out if you catch him somewhere, you know, what's what.
You think so?
Yeah, I've caught many. Many. I had one of my peers saying he saw me come around the corner one time.
Oh,
he's like, you ain't got a girl because I'm in here. Continue doing what you're doing.
Did he run?
No, because we were just friends.
Okay.
But we were intimate.
Did you have a purse on you?
No.
See, there it is right there.
I bring my stuff in.
If you had your purse, you even leave it. Oh, she got her purse. She got her purse.
You know, most of the time,
run!
They don't check the purse.
Run!
But some do.
Yeah, some do.
Like I said, we didn't call Papa the other night. They were checking my purse.
Really?
I said, I left the weapon in the car, fool. And I just went on in. They just be looking at me.
So they checked your purse. Did they check you?
Mm-hmm.
They just heard you? Well, you could have had it on you.
Where I had my stuff that they couldn't check. Oh, there it is.
Don't touch me.
I know how to hide a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I do. I've
had
many.
I have my weapon every day.
Yeah. I'm talking about on my body, my person.
Yeah, it's on my person, on my body.
You won't touch me there.
You touch me where my weapon is, we got a problem.
Yeah, we got a huge problem.
You better have me. I better have that $200 first date real quick.
Shut up,
because
they might be
something on my nose. Yeah, they're
like, oh, yeah. We know something. Where
you got it at. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you, you see my big hair? I used to wear my big hair to the club.
Mm-hmm.
My stuff be right up in here. Mm-hmm. If something break out, I'm like, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I've been there. I'm old school.
No, they carry the razors in their mouth.
Yeah, I haven't really
do that. I don't know how they do that without cutting themselves, man.
Yeah, they bring it on in the club and take it on out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, hey, you buy some in my mouth, it'd be cutting
you
up.
I have some girlfriends used to do that, too.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what a little joke back in the day.
Yeah, it was a lot different back in the day than it was now.
Yeah, because I was one of them girls. I would carry, you know, I didn't check your personal weapons, but I would carry chains in my purse.
Chains?
Yeah, chains. You don't know what the damage a chain can do to you.
A chain?
Oh, yeah.
To choke somebody?
No, it's going to break out right around my hand and beat the hell out of you.
Ooh.
I could do that in high school.
Chain? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
none of that was considered weapons or nothing like that.
I'll
break out with a chain and beat the hell out of you.
I'm beating you because I love you.
No. That girl was like trying to get at yourself.
Come on.
I was a little devil back in the day, though.
You were a devil? You were red
bones? My mom got called to the principal's office like every week.
Really?
Every week.
And here I thought you was an angel.
I am an angel. I am an angel. Angel
devil. You angel devil.
I'm telling you, Mom, I was seeing a psychiatrist at 18. I think it was so bad.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was bad. My mom was like, please don't mess with her. You know, girls be trying to get at my mom, but please don't mess with her. Because I try to kill you.
Man.
I'm saying my brother now, maybe mess with me. I was watching this one, got to a fork and stuck right in his head. My mom was like, no, I'll take cups.
Man.
My mom was like, yo, he were alone. I was like,
my sister used to throw a shoe at me.
I would throw anything I could get at you.
Man, she used to throw them heels. I don't know how the heel would go around the corner. We had a long hallway, man, and I was running down the hallway and it hit me in the back of your feet.
Oh, I was doing life too. I throw at you.
Oh, she ain't doing no nothing.
Back in those days, I'm okay. You know, I was like, whatever came in my way, I'm gonna get you with it. Back when the red onion was open,
mm-hmm.
I had my little, I always go spike heel. Guy talking crap and I'm going to the bathroom, that boy reached and grabbed my breath. I took that heel off and we closed that club down.
Wow.
And I beat the hell out of him. I don't know what kind of liquor you got up in you, but I ain't the one.
Man.
We, I mean, seriously, they closed the club down that night.
Right, right.
And then he came by in the car. We walked across the street.
Uh-huh.
Still had the heels on my hand. When I hit that man, it stuck in his head, and he drove out with my shoe. Drove off my shoe, still stuck in his forehead. I'm like,
Wow.
But I'm telling you, when I get mad, I get mad.
What if you see that man now, though?
He wouldn't know what I look like.
But I'm saying, you in a club, and you party, you see a man with a big old dot in his head.
I kid you not. I hit that man in his forehead with my shoe, he drove off.
Because you know he still got a mark right there.
He probably do, because I hit him.
My daughter still got a mark on her head. We call it the mark of Buddha.
Oh, yeah. It's
a round dot right there.
I hit him, and I mean, I hit him good. I lost a shoe that night, but you know not to mess with me no more. You know, so I'm just saying, men are just, some men. But then, you know, there's those good men that the women left over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like my girlfriend was saying today, somewhere there's a man that's a decent man. Somewhere.
Right, right,
I don't know where.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're either gay, dead, or in jail.
Or they just going through it. And trying to live their life the best way they possibly can, man. Because I know I got a buddy that's, you know, he's a good dude, man. I mean, they're working two jobs trying to provide for his family.
And men mess
stuff,
over those type of men. I mean, women mess over those type of men.
Yeah.
And I just.
Yeah. Oh, he is so unhappy, man. It's like, know, I even told him, I said, how does it feel to get everything that you wanted in life? I mean, you got the big house, you got the car that you always wanted when you were little, you know what I'm saying? You got everything that
but you
possibly want. He said, man, I'm miserable.
And that's what I said that again today. Why are you trying to make somebody happy, making yourself miserable? Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, don't make yourself miserable trying to keep somebody happy. If they don't have the same attitude towards you, let it go.
Yeah.
I want to be happy. I want to be that woman that's in the streets and holding my hand. He used to do that. We walk somewhere, old as we are, holding hands.
Right.
You always kissing me, you know, saying sweet things to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day when I met him, when we first go back talking, you know, he said some things I'd be blushing on the phone.
Wow.
You know, and I'm like, I'm too old to blush. But he was saying some things, and I'm like, ooh, wait. You know, there's some shivery around here. And, you know, all of a sudden it just smacked off. I mean, mind you, he still talks to me the same way, but it's just the things that's going on. I just can't do it.
Right.
I can't do it.
I feel you on that, man.
So I feel like, you know, I just say Valentine's shouldn't have to be celebrated once a year. Men should treat you that way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like men, when they treat you really good on Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
they're just making up for all the bull crap they done put you through all through the year. That's what they're doing. That's a bull crap makeup day, Valentine's Day to me.
Well, that's what Valentine's Day is. I mean, it's actually to say,
no, it's
I'm sorry.
It's supposed to show how sweet she is to you.
Mm-hmm.
But most men is doing that to make up for all the stuff they done to you the year.
But if you look at the history of Valentine's and what it's all about is to make up for, you know, something that, you know, happened.
Not to me. Valentine's Day is supposed to be when you wind it down and let her know just how special she is to you.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, most men are doing it to make up for the bull crap they done put them through all year. So that was to me. You can bring me roses, chocolate, candy all through the year. Don't just make one day set aside for me. Make me special every day.
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
So I want it to be Valentine every day for me. I want to see hearts in my eyeball every day.
Hearts in your eyeball.
Yeah, you know how you look. You know how in that little thing where they be counting sheep. I want to see Valentine hearts flying up every day.
Those are men flying up.
You know, but no, I just you know, and that's when men pick their time to come to you on Valentine's Day with all these roses and candy, whatever, because they done been a BU, you know, butthole all year long. So.
Right.
But I just, you know, it's different if you haven't been a butthole and you coming like that. That's sweet.
Well, I mean, what does a man get for Valentine's Day?
Well, this one, had we been together, was going to get the world.
The world? What are you
talking about? I was making a nice little basket with all the things that he liked in it. And, you know, all that. Take him out to dinner, or we going to take each other out to dinner. I would have made it really special for him. But being that he's never made a holiday special for me, I'm going to kick rock on that one.
So
I always try to make things special when I'm with a man.
If you take him out to dinner, then what is he doing for you? He's not taking you out to dinner.
I was supposed to take him to Vegas this weekend.
Because
I asked him if he wanted to go to Vegas for Valentine's Day. But no, he's been a butt all through the year.
Excuse me, I want to go to Vegas.
Because I want to make special for Valentine's Day, so let's go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Always excuse. Wow. You know, I'm just done. But no, anybody out there listening, I'm going to be single for Valentine's night. Don't have to bring me no candy because I'm on a bed. Don't have to bring me no flowers because they die. Just treat me good.
And where are you going to be?
Lavender blue. I'll be, you know me, because I'll be the finest one in the place. No. I'm just playing.
I'll be flawless that day.
No, you know, me and my girlfriend, we're going to sit out and listen to some music. You know, and single women, and just enjoy.
And I'm going to come crash the party.
I'm going to come crash. You know, I say, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to act if this person does want to do something because I'm to a point where I'm so tired of not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do something and go back to being not doing nothing.
Right.
Don't start something you can't finish.
Right. That's what I always say.
Yeah, don't start something with me you can't finish.
Mm-hmm.
You know where we stand. Do what you're supposed to do as a man.
Right.
You know, so I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so tired.
As you should be.
Ugh. I gotta hear that. Just think about it.
Man, dating is just like...
It's work.
Yeah.
But it's even harder when there's only one person working for it.
Right.
You know, it's just so hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like, man, come at your ladies the way your ladies come at you. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? If she's treating you sweet, treat her sweet. That way your relationship is going to last.
Right.
I feel like honesty, respect, and love is going to take you everywhere you got to go.
Right, right.
You know, but men can't give you the honesty. Half the time they don't respect you, and most of the time they don't want to go nowhere.
But you have to sit there and ask yourself, why is that?
You're with the wrong person, or either they don't want to be with you.
Either that or... They could have been with the wrong person and turned them
into a woman.
In other
words, what you're saying, they walled her up.
Yeah.
Okay, but look, like most men tell me, don't take out on me what the last man did to you.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Uh-huh.
But if they're with a wall up, don't take out on me what the last woman did to you.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Get to know me to know that I'm not like that woman that
mm-hmm.
you were with. So, I'm not going to say for the most men, but most men, like you said, they got played. That have been done dirty,
mm-hmm.
and he could be a perfect man, but he just holding back because he don't want to be done that way again.
Exactly.
But that's keeping your relationship from prospering.
Right, right.
So, you know, we do this show to try to figure out love and discuss things, and dang, I get depressed myself.
Don't get depressed because, I mean, there's women out there that's messing with little kids.
Yeah, you know, that's a sick person.
The reason why is because of what we're talking about right now. You're trying to catch him before he get all messed up in the head.
Oh, Lord. Well, so she can mess him up in the head.
She figured, okay, he's good right now because he ain't been played on. He ain't had too many relationships. So I'm going to catch him right now while he's young.
You know, that's another thing. I don't even want a man to have been through something.
Right.
Because if you haven't been through nothing, you're not going to know how to handle something that you might go through.
That's true.
I want a man that's been through the mill and back. That way you know how to come at me and I know how to come at you because I done been there.
Mm-hmm.
Done that, had everything else happen to me and a man. But I want you to have been through something so where you feel like you finished with the player part of your life. You finished with not wanting, you know, just want to be out in the streets. You want to be with your one person. And that's
right.
The kind of man I want to come to me that's been out there and done it.
So he's ready to shut
so
down.
So
he
knows that
he
don't
want
to talk to him no more. So he know how to treat that woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So you're looking for a man in a wheelchair.
He could be in a wheelchair. He's not going to be treating me then. But seriously, though, you know, I don't want a man that hasn't been through something in life.
If you're in a wheelchair, he's not going to walk over you.
That you got that right. He's going to drive over you. He's going to walk over me. But no, seriously, I feel like a man, and I call those seasoned men.
Okay.
They've been through it with women. They've been through it in life. Now they're just ready to have somebody, to hold somebody, and just kick back and enjoy their life with.
Right.
That's the kind of man I'm looking for.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the kind of woman
about.
I am. I done been through everything. I done had my heart hurt, feelings hurt. So I'm not going to do this to you. I don't want to do this to you.
Right, right.
So we did. I've had married men come to me. No, I'm not going to do it because I know how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to have my man messing with another woman. I know how that feels. And I feel like if women... If we don't mess with married men, they can't mess with you. It takes two to tangle.
That's true. That's true.
That's a hurting feeling because I done had it done to me many times.
Now, in a relationship, now it's two to past dating, in a relationship, next to communication, what's the key?
Honesty. Yeah, you can communicate and not be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, men tell you anything. Just like a lot of them tell you that they're not married when they are.
Mm-hmm.
Tell a woman, if there's a woman that mess with a married man,
mm-hmm.
you marry, tell her.
Yes.
That you want to make that decision if she want to mess with you.
Right.
Don't lie to her. You know what I'm saying? Because half the time that I caught my significant other, which was my husband, messing around,
mm-hmm.
the woman didn't know nothing about me, didn't know he was married or nothing else.
Right.
So I always say, don't attack the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the source,
right.
which is where I went,
mm-hmm.
to the source. So, you know. You're messing up a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things. That man can't play with you if you don't play with him.
Exactly.
So, men ain't going to ever understand that. They're not.
One day.
But until then, I'm going to keep an open mind.
Right, right.
You know, and I'm all about my business right now. I'm all about trying to be somebody, and I'm not going to let somebody with their little hang ups from trying to fuck with all I'm trying to do.
Right, right.
You got to focus with me or you got to keep right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's all I can say about the situation.
Yeah.
And if the men out there listening, I know a few of them are, be right to somebody.
I heard that.
Be good to somebody. You heard of karma? What you put out, come back.
I think I know her.
Yeah, karma though. Mm,
yeah.
But if you're being good to somebody, whether it's the person that you're being good to that's going to be good back to you, somewhere down the line, you're going to get that back. And right. I know I'm going to get mine and then some.
I heard that.
Because I've been the best I can be to a man. So somewhere down that line, I'm going to get mine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's all. That's all I'm saying. Be good to somebody. It'll come back.
And on that note, another one down.
Yep, and we hope you got something from this one.
Right.
Until next time.
We will be doing our thing, and we'll let y'all know how it came out. Because I want to hear how this Laughing the Blue thing goes.
Yeah, I will be back with lots of reviews. Y'all, everybody, have a really nice Valentine's weekend.
Yeah, enjoy.
Yeah, I'm going to have a good time this weekend. No.